Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a bottle of Seafoam Motor Treatment on sale for $7.99. Plus, earn double O rewards points. Help your engine run smoother and last longer with Seafoam Motor Treatment on sale now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball fans, if you're looking for tickets to see the Northsiders play in Milwaukee September 3rd through the 5th, Harbor Shores Hotel in downtown Lake Geneva has them with their baseball getaway package. Package includes 2 tickets to one of the games, overnight accommodations at Harbor Shores Hotel on beautiful Geneva Lake, and round-trip transportation provided by Lakefront Shuttle to and from the game starting at $193. To reserve your spot, call 1-888-SHORES-1 or visit harborshoreslg.com. Hurry, limited packages available. That's Harbor Shores LG.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Save money on your car insurance by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Hey, is it always this cold in here? It doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me a bit. I just kind of curious, because if it's the equipment or something, that's fine. It's just, woo, it's kind of chilly.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's hard to feel lucky when your dishwasher breaks, or your dryer, or refrigerator. But maybe you should. Right now, the Home Depot has up to 25% off the high-quality brands you'd feel lucky to own, like GE, LG, and Samsung. So if you've got an appliance that needs replacing, this could be your lucky break. Get up to 25% off top appliances now, only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. While supplies last, see store for details. Valid through August 22nd.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our radio.com station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. Start celebrating the Chicago Wolves' 25th anniversary season early by visiting the larger-than-life Chicago Wolves goalie mask located up and down Michigan Avenue, and circle your calendar for the Wolves' home opener at Allstate Arena on October 13th. Michael Kopech had 27 strikeouts and no walks in his last 3 minor league starts. Kopech will face Minnesota in his major league debut tomorrow.
Over the last probably 6 or 7 starts going back to the All-Star break in AAA. He's been on a considerable roll. I think you'll see a slightly different pitcher from the ones that many of you saw in Glendale. His fastball command has improved. The breaking ball has become much sharper. It's now a swing-and-miss pitch.
Lucas Giolito will throw tonight at Target Field. The Cubs still have a 5-game advantage in the loss column in the NL Central race. They're off today and in Detroit tomorrow. Football, Matt Nagy speaks in a half hour. We will air it live on The Score. And Colin Kaepernick's lawyer says that John Elway violated a gag order when he explained why the Broncos won't sign Kaepernick. This update was brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. And next Monday from 9 to 1, join Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight as they broadcast from the Budweiser Brick House Tavern in Wrigley. The guys will host Cole Hamels, Jesse Chavez, and Brandon Kinsler from noon to 1 for the final installment of the Cubs On Deck Luncheon Series presented by AZEK Building Products and Xfinity. Tickets are on sale now at 670thescore.com/ondeck. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball, 670 The Score. The next game on The Score is tomorrow when the Cubs take on the Tigers. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4-KIDS.
11!
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
One,
2.
Midway, the most important of the year.
3, 4.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
It's not 10. You see, you're on 10 here. Where can you go from there? Where? To 11. 11, exactly.
11.
Midway. So real, you can almost feel it.
The Midday Midway with Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
Talked about a busy sports weekend if you're a Chicago fan. Not only did you have the aborted Yu Darvish start, you had an uncomfortable series between the Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates, win or lose. It felt like when Addison Russell got picked off at third and Joe Maddon's attempt to catch him sleeping got sniffed out on the safety squeeze, that was it. That one way or another, that was going to be their chance. And when that chance goes by, you think, well, they're not in a year of comebacks, this wasn't going to be the day that they were going to come back and do that. Well, it actually wouldn't be a comeback because it was 1-0 and then 1-1.
1-1, yeah, so it wouldn't have been technically. But still, correct. 2 runs, 2 1-0 wins all weekend long, and you split a series. There's some good and there's some bad.
And we talked a lot of Bears. We have yet to hand out our Week 3 Ken Mastroli Award to the Bears' top exhibition performer, as the game meant less. And we're going to do that a little bit later on in the show. We're also going to hear from Matt Nagy. But we talked to Rich Campbell. We talked to Steve Greenberg. Covered a lot of stuff.
Indeed, as you heard in Joe Ostrowski's update, there are some issues for John Elway just doing whatever the hell he wants in front of microphones. You heard last week, and we talked about it on the show, that John Elway brought up some of the things that he gave away in his deposition in the Colin Kaepernick case about trying to acquire him and the conversations he had. Well, the thing of it is when you do that sort of thing and you're under a gag order, you're not allowed to, you know, talk about the things you're told to not talk about with a gag order. So, Mark Garagos, the attorney for Colin Kaepernick, I guess he has a podcast, and in that podcast, he mentioned that Elway, indeed, here's the quote, Mr. Elway clearly violated the protective order the NFL has been wielding like a club at Garagos, not being able to talk about what's going on in these depositions. The NFL has a gag order on this. Garagos goes on to take a cheap shot at Elway and says he's apparently suffering some real brain trauma, which is just hysterical.
That was an interesting shot to put in.
Yeah, right? That's just not well. Nothing bolsters your case like taking a shot at what the NFL is having. Good for you. Way to go, Mark Garagos. But anyway, yes, it seems as though John Elway, in being the brash, cavalier, horse-faced John Elway, has indeed made a misstep that put him, perhaps, in some legal jeopardy. Congratulations, NFL executives, who continue to make bad decision after bad decision, regardless of whether in the room with everybody or not.
Well, we talk about faces, one face that we've seen because he's a high-profile name in a high-profile place and a high-profile sport is Sam Darnold of the Jets, the rookie quarterback out of USC. And it's been making me crazy trying to figure out who or what Sam Darnold looks like. He's got that lantern jaw and that shock of thick red hair. So initially, I'm like, well, you know, there's a little bit of Wreck-It Ralph in there, but that's not quite it. I have seen some comps to Heat Miser from The Year Without a Santa Claus, the Rankin and Bass stop motion Christmas special.
Those are always so creepy to me.
Oh, that was part
of
my
stop motion stuff.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
Still kind of creepy.
Yeah, a little bit. But there's a little bit there, but we have what I believe to be the definitive answer to the Sam Darnold animation comp. And it is the character of Syndrome from the original Incredibles. It is the sort of made-up superhero character of Superfan, voiced by Jason Lee.
That's right.
That's it. I think so far that's the best I've seen. That's our winner, depending on the picture that's used in the side-by-side, that Sam Darnold is indeed the Incredibles character Syndrome, because there is something going on with that face that makes it look like more cartoon than real life.
Does he sculpt his hair to do that, or do you think that's just permanent helmet hair?
I don't know.
And he's never going to fix it.
I don't know if he's out of bed with that.
I suppose what you're looking for in that look is the perfect mix of, you can't tell whether it's I've given up or it just works this way. or I'm spending hours to make it look like I've just given up.
It's a lot of salad. It's quite something. I don't know how it emerges immediately from the helmet, but just fitting a helmet on that has got to be just in general. That equipment manager had to probably take hours either with lasers and calipers, and it's like designing a car.
I have a new favorite collegiate football bowl game. Okay. The Cactus Bowl is now the erstwhile Cactus Bowl. It is no longer the Cactus Bowl.
No.
And sure, bowls have been, you know, a tough place for a lot of bowl executives. Yes, there's been some money laundering. And yes, those in charge of the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl all had to leave because they were taking money away from the city. And yes, it can get gross. And yes, it's a part of the college football landscape that's also kind of gross. But tell me if you're not excited about
this. Is the Weed Eater Bowl back?
No, I think so. Yeah, I think that's it. No, it's the Roundup, right? Isn't it the Roundup Bowl?
The Poulan Weed Eater Bowl was my favorite. And still, I love that Bell Helicopters still sponsors a bowl game, just in case, you know, yes, somebody watching the game is flipping channels and realizes they got to buy a helicopter. It was going to be a Sikorsky, but just that top of mind, they go into helicopters across the street from Just Helicopters, and they go in and they say, well, you know, had I not seen the Bell Helicopter Bowl, I would have bought a Sikorsky, but here I am.
No, it's the Cactus Bowl, renamed now the Cheez-It Bowl. After Cheez-Its, everyone's favorite baked cheddar snack. The one food that got me through college. I swear to you, for a solid 3 years, I had nothing but Cheez-Its and Coca-Cola.
Sweet
for
Cheez-Its.
Every run through finals. That's what got me through.
They're good.
Sometimes you just get carried away, and you're through a whole box. And you find yourself walking to Jewel. You're like halfway to Jewel already, and you're like, what am I doing? Oh, I'm walking to Jewel for more Cheez-Its.
Is there still a NASCAR that's sponsored by Cheez-Its? Because years and years and years ago, I remember talking about this, and there was a NASCAR Cheez-It.
Is it Cheez-It box. NASCAR? Yeah,
there was.
The worst part about Cheez-It is that you've every time you type, hey, we should get more Cheez-Its, or we should, you know, we're out of Cheez-Its, the autocorrect is brutal. It will not let you type the proper spelling of Cheez-Its until you've spelled it hundreds of thousands of times.
Really?
Yeah, very difficult.
Do you know what was, up until today, the number one best-selling album of all time? Pretty well known.
It's got to be a Beatles album, right?
No.
It's not a Beatles album?
No. I believe this guy, this late artist, does own the rights to many Beatles songs, however.
Oh, a Thriller.
Correct.
Okay.
It was Thriller. Thriller, which is 33 times platinum. Now, as of today, we have an album that has moonwalked, according to the AP, past Thriller to become history's best-selling album of all time.
We've got Bridge Over Covered Under Water.
It is not.
That was done by Simon and Garfield.
It's that Bridge Over Covered Underwater by Simon and Garfield. But this is now certified 38 times platinum, which means sales and streams of this album have reached 38 million copies. You can ask yes and no questions to determine what it is.
It's not the EP by the Beta Band. They didn't finally sell those five copies at Victory Records.
The answer is no.
Damn, I thought that would have pushed them over the edge.
Let's try some differential diagnosis here. And you can ask yes and no questions until you get it right.
Is it a currently performing band?
Yes.
And or act?
Yes.
Okay. Is it a male or female vocalist?
Yes, it is a male or female vocalist.
Oh, yeah, shoot, I can only do yes or no questions. Is it a male vocalist?
No, it's a hermaphrodite.
Is it a female vocalist?
Yes,
it is a... it's Bowie, turns out.
Its vocalists are male, yes.
Is it a Dan McNeil band?
No.
Dan McNeil does not own this album.
He mentioned this band in a conversation we had in transition last week, but no, I would not consider this a Daniel.
Is it
band.
The Eagles?
It's the Eagles.
And is it...
No, Hotel California is 26 times platinum. It so happens Hotel California is the third best-selling album of all time. But number one is their greatest hits, 1971 to 1975. That now, by some distance, is the best-selling album ever.
those qualify? Greatest hits albums
sure.
qualify
sure.
the same way a normal album qualifies? I find that to be a little bit disingenuous. I feel
Why?
Hoodwinked by that.
Why?
Because if it's not an album.
Sure it is.
It's not. No. Not the same way that like Abbey Road is an album, and that you went in there and threw a bunch of stuff out there and took risks and put everything.
Okay,
it's a greatest hits. I feel that's somewhat
as a single artwork.
We shouldn't be ranking these the same. I'm not mad at you.
Okay.
You're just the messenger.
Well, then in that case, then it's Thriller.
I hold Thriller up then still as the all time best selling record.
Connor McKnight does not recognize greatest hits albums.
I do not. We've been trying to track down as much crazy college football coach talk as we can in this lead up to the college football season. Most of the good stuff. Hopefully saving the bad stuff for what are real news segments that kind of hurt sometimes. So Mark Richt has taken over at the University of Miami, right?
Yes.
And done a pretty good job of writing things and getting them back on track to a quality football program. Nicole Auerbach, who does a great job covering college football for The Athletic, and I think in some other places too, but definitely on The Athletic, she's got a whole piece on Mark Richt. And of course, he was viewed as kind of an underachiever a little bit at Georgia, and putting together programs that had talented players but never quite came up and played for a national title, never got to where they wanted to go, and he got fired, and of course they made a national title game. But in the lead to this story, the whole beginning of the profile of Mark Richt deals with sandwich logistics.
Sandwich logistics.
Sandwich logistics. Mark Richt apparently won over his wife of 30 years, Catherine Richt, in terms of sandwich logistics. Here's Mark Richt's breakdown on how to make the proper sandwich. If it's ham and cheese, okay, you've got to go. If you're going to put mustard mayonnaise on it, you've got to go mustard first, Mark Richt says. He uses hands to emphasize each layer. Then the meat. Cheese on the meat, then tomato on the cheese, and lettuce on the tomato. The top, your lettuce, is going to touch the mayonnaise side. You can't put the mustard on the lettuce side. It doesn't work.
I respect the fact that he's thought it through like this.
We were trained like Navy SEALs on how to make a sandwich, says John Richt, Mark's son and Miami's quarterbacks coach. How I think this translates into football are the details, Mark Richt says. You can't just drop back and throw a ball. You have to do it in a particular order to be successful. I mean, every now and again, there's always a play that you're amazed that the quarterback can make. But for the most part, you have to have a strategy. I have a strategy to make the sandwich. I have a strategy to eat the sandwich.
You got to execute it.
He did not detail the strategy to eat the sandwich. But if you're making, and I've long stood by this, if you're making the sandwich at home, the triangle cut works, right? It's not just for kids. It's not just a cute thing. The triangle
cut. The diagonal cut.
Yeah, the triangle cut gives you, the diagonal cut, it gives you the proper ratio of bread to meat to lettuce. It lets you get at more angles of this thing. If you do the square cut, you're not allowing yourself the proper entryway.
It isn't just that.
Into all ingredients of the sandwich.
I know restaurants prefer it because aesthetically you're showing more filling, especially if you're doing like a grilled cheese with bacon.
Mm-hmm.
You would rather do the diagonal cut because it gives the appearance of being more sandwich. Even if it's middle loaded, you get all that thickness. You might end up with some crusts in the end that just end up being handles and functional in that respect, with everything sort of pushed toward the middle. But it looks better when you've got the double diagonal halves with the mound of fries there.
And I'll tell you what, too, when making a sandwich, especially at home, consider toasting all of the bread that you're going to put that on. And I'll tell you why. Once you've lost bun integrity in a sandwich or a burger, you're lost.
Okay, have you ever given your sardine sandwich recipe on the air?
No, I haven't. I have not. It's one of my favorites, but it's an open-faced, so it's not technically... Yeah, I mean, depending on how you work with those things,
no.
It's an open face sandwich.
Yeah,
no.
We don't want that.
Oh, no, it's delicious.
No one wants
it's absolutely
sardines.
Delicious.
Don't act surprised, Dan, that no one wants a sardine sandwich.
It's delicious.
It's not the depression.
But sardines are awesome.
Well, they're
at
not.
What?
I lived a lot of years
bacon
shopping
is
awesome.
Was
the depression.
But so are sardines. Fish and oil and salt. And,
oh, yeah. No. That's what's up.
Oh, what's not to like about a sardine? You guys probably don't
literally
like anchovies.
Literally everything you just said.
Do you eat anchovies?
No.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with you?
How do you not like salt? Like a big salt thing.
Oh, there are plenty of ways to get salt. Let's be clear about that.
Yeah, but the McKnight sardine avocado sandwich on sourdough.
I like it.
A big fish person in general.
Well,
I'd pay to see you as a big fish person, actually, like some sort of giant merman.
Like left shark?
Not Ethel merman. That's different.
I'm more of a right shark guy.
I would pay to see Rick Camp as Ethel merman. Y'all be swell. Y'all be great. That'll be the thing.
Put him in the pumps and everything. Walk him off stage.
Maybe next week we'll do that. All right, we got Matt Nagy coming up at the bottom of the hour. We look forward to hearing from him. You have more Bears observations.
Yeah, a couple of things I saw that I think I might be too excited about. I'm hoping for a little bit of context, and I'm hoping for a little bit of help.
This segment brought to you by Jewel. Shop Jewel for USDA choice boneless New York strip steaks, only $7.99 a pound. A 1 pound package of California strawberries is just 99 cents, and select varieties of Doritos or Ruffles chips are buy one, get one free value.
Also coming up, and Jay says it's time, the Mastroli Award winner will be announced next.
All right, let's do it.
On Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show, afternoons 1 to 6.
Theo Epstein joining us, David Bodie. Does his success surprise even you?
Yeah, it's been a remarkable calendar year for David Bodie. He deserves so much credit. His career is just so pure. Worked hard, he's done whatever is asked of him. He's faced tremendous obstacles.
Afternoons 1 to 6, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. If you look at the standings in the National League East this morning, glance to the far right, where it tells you the current streaks, winning or losing, for each team. The division-leading Braves have an L4 after being swept at home by the Colorado Rockies. The second-place Phillies, half a game back, have an L2 after losing 3 of 5 to the god-awful Mets, including Sunday when they could have moved into first. And the Nationals, the odds-on favorites to win the division and the preseason World Series pick by many experts, have an L2 after a 12-1 loss to the really god-awful Marlins that was so pathetic that one local columnist who lives and dies with the Nats declared the season over. It's not, if only because the Braves, who the Nats trailed by 7 games, and the Phillies are so wobbly. Someone will win this division, if only because the rules require it. I'm John Feinstein.
In Chicagoland, there's only one place to go for one of the largest selections of new Land Rover and Range Rover models. Land Rover Chicago, a Howard Orloff dealership. Come in and experience the exciting all-new 2018 Land Rover Discovery. And right now at Land Rover Chicago, take advantage of pricing, lease, and finance offers on our entire selection of 2018 models. Drive a new 2018 Land Rover Discovery Sport for only $399 a month for 33 months with no down payment. That's a new 2018 Land Rover Discovery Sport for only $399 a month. Isn't it time you discover the outstanding selection and offers at Land Rover Chicago, a Howard Orloff dealership? Don't miss out. Visit Land Rover Chicago just off the Kennedy at Armitage or online at LandRoverChicago.com.
Stock number L03962, 33-month lease, first month payment plus tax, title, license, and back fee due at signing with approved credit. No security deposit, 7.5K miles per year. Offer expires 8/31/18.
Two rock giants unite. Deep Purple. Judas Priest. Together on one stage. August 22nd, Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com. Deep Purple and Judas Priest.
Hey, Cubs fans, your son or daughter could be the kid of the game at the Cubs home game on September 16th. Enter to win at Chicago's Pastime page on Facebook. Prize package includes the opportunity to say play ball over the PA before the game, kid of the game t-shirt, and 4 tickets to the game. The contest is sponsored by MLB brand Chicago Cubs Edition Frozen Foods. Buy Chicago Cubs Edition waffles and appetizers at Angelo Caputo's, Hy-Vee, Pete's Market, and Tony's Fine Foods. Enter the contest on Chicago's Pastime Facebook page to win an experience your child will never forget.
Walgreens has you covered with the trusted summer essentials you need, no matter where you go this summer. Whether you're swimming in the pool, hiking in the woods, or playing at the beach, Walgreens has sun protection, bug spray, healthy snacks, and more at a great value. So before you go out there, come in here and prepare for summer care no matter where. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with card, buy one, get one free on hundreds of vitamins through August 25th. Equal or lesser value. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Clean away dirt and grime and bring out your vehicle shine with super savings on O'Reilly Car Wash. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a gallon bottle of O'Reilly Car Wash for $3.99. Clean, shine, and protect your vehicle with O'Reilly Car Wash on sale for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Pros know there's more to a roof than shingles. That's why the Home Depot carries GAF's Lifetime Roofing System. From underlayment and leak barriers to shingles, ventilation, and more. Delivered right to your job site in job lot quantities. For complete roofing systems, get everything you need under one roof. Ours. The Lifetime Roofing System. Exclusively from GAF. And available at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
We women are redefining ourselves.
Let's also rethink how we care for ourselves.
Let's reject ordinary soaps and wipes and reach for Summer's Eve.
Because it's made just for us. pH balanced, gynecologist tested, and uniquely formulated for our intimate area.
For a clean confidence that redefines fresh.
Reinvent your routine. Summer's Eve. Redefine fresh.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Hey, Chicago. This is Boomer Esiason, former pro football quarterback. I insist on AZAC trim for my home. AZAC is the best high-performance trim on the market. With AZAC trim, there's no chipping and no cracking. AZAC is moisture and insect resistant, incredibly durable, and handles paint, too. In fact, AZAC is backed by a lifetime limited warranty. And did you know that you could use AZAC trim as a ceiling or wainscoting inside your home? An awesome look. Check out AZAC.com. Long-lasting, low-maintenance, inspired design. That's AZEK.
Tense friction that can waste.
It's the two megastars summer mashup, the awesome iPhone on the Rockstar Metro PCS network. Get the iPhone you've always wanted for $0 so you can jam without limits.
It's a hit. Get an iPhone SE on us when you switch. Metro PCS.
Coverage not available in some areas, plus sales tax and $10 activation fee. Requires porting of number not currently active on T-Mobile network or on Metro PCS in past 90 days to an unlimited LTE plan. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Working from home is kind of my thing. And since I switched to a wireless plan from AT&T, I get reliable home internet on them. So you won't find me stuck in traffic or crammed on the L. But you might find me video conferencing with New York in a cleanly pressed shirt and my boxers. Because my wireless plan helps me be more productive at work, even when I'm technically at home, in likely pantsless.
Come into an AT&T store and find out how you can get home internet on us. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. Limited Chicago offer. See store for details.
Come. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Your Ken Mastroli Award winner is Kasim Edebali.
Blitz is on by Iwobine, and the sack is made as coming in from the left side on the blind side of the quarterback and bringing him down and putting him down is Kasim Edebali.
Congratulations, Kasim Edebali.
Kasim Edebali wins the Week 3 Ken Mastroli Award for meritorious performance in the end of a Bears exhibition game, a sack and a tackle for loss for the pass rush, edge rush hopeful.
Tough fight for the third Mastroli Award. You know, we had a back and forth. Taquan Mizell was in there for a little while. His 7 catches for 29 yards. But remember,
yeah, he might win one. He
absolutely could win
one. The thing with Taquan Mizell is just you gotta
run. Do something.
Run.
Seven catches
faster.
For 29 yards. Those are all very short, short catches. Many of them. Tons of them. But not enough. Edebali's an interesting dude. And remember, as we're, you know, we'll bring you the Matt Nagy press conference in just a couple of minutes when he hits the podium here in just a few. But Leonard Floyd is where and what and how long and what is the recovery and all those questions. And even with Leonard Floyd, you're looking for dudes who can pressure a quarterback, and Edebali got to a guy last night. So there you go, or Saturday night.
Kasim Edebali is, I think he was on four teams last year alone.
A little bit with the Broncos last season.
Yeah, he was on the Broncos, the Lions, the Rams, and the Saints all last year.
Wasn't that his second go with the Saints?
He started with he was on the Saints from 2014 to 2016, and he was born in Germany and is half Turkish. I wonder where he
That's
is
cool.
On the list of NFL players of Turkish descent, if there is another one in there. I'm not sure there is.
Nothing's coming to mind.
Was former Steeler Tunç Ilkin? Is he Turkish?
I suppose it's worth looking up. Didn't the on Hard Knocks a few years ago? Where was? Oh no, he was. Was he German? The big guy?
Estonian. Margus
Hunt. That's
yes,
right. What was
Margus.
That? Tunç Ilkin.
Tunç Ilkin.
Estonian for bad, by the way.
Yes. How do you say bad football player in Estonian? Apparently, it's Margus Hunt.
That was the Hard Knocks where Zimmer's looking at his coaches and going, "You know who he looks a little bit? You know who he looks like J.J. Watt," and they all told him to shut the hell up.
Yeah,
yes, Tunç is Turkish.
He is.
Yes.
How about that? I don't pull a lot of them, but
he
that's
is
a pull.
Turkish.
Highland
Born
Park
in
High
Istanbul.
School. And I believe Highland Park High School.
Indiana State. I'm still looking for a high school of origin.
The only reason I remember that is I remember.
Yeah,
I,
Highland Park High School.
I was
there it is.
I was at a speech tournament. I placed third in humorous interpretation, and I remember while we were waiting for the results, I noticed that there was a black and white glossy 8x10 of Tunç Ilkin on a bulletin board, and I'm wondering why is that there, and I thought, oh, he happened to go to high school here. Now, this is why you need to listen to the Bernstein and McKnight show very, very closely, because you learn things, you find things out. We had Mark Grody on before the game, just doing a preview of the Bears and the Broncos, and you inquired about Mastroli Award possibilities, and he handicapped the field for us.
Wondering if you've got an odds-on favorite, given playing times that you've seen and some of the practices of the third Ken Mastroli Award.
The guy that I'm looking at right now in the outside linebacker drills, his name is Kasim Edebali. He is number 57 in your program out of Boston College.
Bam! Just like that. That's all there is to it. That's all there is to it. A winner!
Nicely done, Mark Grody.
Spotting it up.
Outstanding.
Pretty decent for his first camp, too. You know, picking out Mastroli Award winners left and right.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. Coach Fitz and the Wildcats host Michigan, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Notre Dame, Illinois, and more this fall at Ryan Field. Season and single game tickets on sale now at nusports.com. And apparently, Tunç Ilkin is a television and radio analyst for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And he does have the designation of being the first Turk, according to Wikipedia, to play in the NFL.
Huh. Wonder how many subsequent Turks have played in the NFL. We know one, Kasim Edebali.
My guess is one.
Put the over-under at what, 4.5?
4.5,
yeah, just
people
in
of Turkish descent to have played in the NFL.
Yeah, I don't know if you've gotten on rosters, if you've logged some preseason snaps. I mean, there's a lot of guys come and go since Tunç made his debut for the Steelers.
It's been much more of an NBA kind of nationality.
It's very true.
We know that, Hediyet Türkoğlu and Mehmet Okur and Omer Aşık and others. I don't know. Yeah, because if you look up Turk NFL, it comes up, you know, Matt Turk, Dan Turk, the punters.
Yeah, that's a tough Google search. You're getting a lot of false results.
They don't count. Also, for years, the guy performing the cutdowns was referred to perhaps maybe pejoratively as the Turk, right? Wasn't that the guy that asked you to bring whoever they assigned, like the assistant strength coach or whatever?
That's where that comes from.
Yeah, they would say he's designated as the Turk, who would be to come give me your playbook.
Pejorative, yeah.
Right? I don't know where that derived from. Do you know?
I don't.
Why they called that person the Turk.
transactional, maybe? I don't know, because like a bizarre
I can't even begin to guess.
Couldn't tell you.
I'm going to give away my own prejudices by deciding to begin to guess.
Yeah, that would be leads you down the wrong. That's how you get to Radio Hell. That path is.
oh,
look, at the end of this path is Radio Hell.
Let's go there.
Yes. March on down. Here we go.
Yes, many of us have spent a lot of quality, taken a lot of my money down in Radio Hell.
Yeah, the really only other question is how quickly you get to the end of the path.
Brendan says the Turk is probably from The Godfather because it's someone's good with a knife.
It's from The Godfather?
I don't know. I'm trusting him. It's The Godfather. It's Brendan.
Yeah, he does.
That's true.
Maybe that's where it comes from. That's the guy literally doing the cut because.
All right. Asked and answered, or at least by BMAC, which I trust, to be honest.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to that episode of Hard Knocks yet, which we know it's usually the same thing. Just depends on whether it's Jerry Jones going, well, we got a log amateur position here and like your work and think you're going to have a long career in the National Football League. But at this point, I just can't see we're keeping you on the roster, but we wish you will. Or then you have the Brian Billick who is looking at himself in the mirror while he was cutting people.
He was looking at himself in the
It was the way they shot it. They made it look. There's like this weird reflection. They made it. It wasn't the mirror image of Mitchell Trubisky and Steve Young. It wasn't that. Look at these guys side by side. They're the same person.
215. The only conclusion to reach is that they're the same quarterback.
If I remember correctly, it's just they had a weird double image. It's like a glamour shots kind of thing where there's the one image
highlights behind like your second grade photo, the lights behind you,
or like faux Pellini with the cat, the way they have it in that Avatar kind of set that way. It was just it was an odd thing because they had Billick and then they had the mirror there and then they had the guy getting cut.
Yeah, this is the hardest day of a coach's life, right?
That's what they say.
This is it. This is the toughest part of my job. I wish I didn't have to do this. I hate to be the one to tell you this. With all those stories of cuts, I'm reminded always of the Moneyball scene, where he teaches, the Jonah character to go and cut players, just be straight up with him. Just give him one sentence.
Carlos Pena.
Yeah, he trades Carlos Pena to the Tigers and just walks away. And that's just give him one sentence and the traveling secretary will help you out with everything else and walk out of the room. That's all you have to do. Just go up to a ball player, tell him he's gone. Walk through.
That's all they want.
It really is.
They understand. They know.
You don't want nobody wants the sympathy. Nobody wants, sometimes you'll get a guy who wants the why, right? Like, didn't we see on maybe it was that same episode or same series?
Well, you had Corey Coleman go in and say, "You might as well trade me. Why am I running with the twos?"
Yeah, well, that's a different situation.
You suck.
You're terrible, and you're not getting a great coach. Did we have with the Bengals somebody say like, "Well, what can I work on? What can I improve to pick up with another team?" Was it like a linebacker or something like that that got Painter? It was the same guy.
It wasn't Riley Bulla with the Buccaneers, was it?
Was it Aaron Maben?
Maybe it was. Yeah, that might have been Aaron Maben.
Former first round pick of the Bills that kind of sucked and went to the Bengals. He was the painter.
Yeah, I think it was in that same season where a guy got cut and uncharacteristically like sat in the office like, what, I want to get picked up by another team. I'm not done with this. I want to learn more or find out what it was that got me cut in the first place.
Looking forward to hearing from Matt Nagy, also doing a little bit more Bears discussion about what we think we might have learned from the performances of some of the players who matter. He's supposed to speak momentarily, is the Bears head coach. As soon as he does, we'll have him for you live on The Score.
Bears fans, The Score continues to bring you the latest on the Bears as they prep for the regular season. Listen for Mark Grody and Chris Emma with live Bears reports from the practice field. Plus, input from our team of Bears experts on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, and the trombone goes, wah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a bottle of Seafoam Motor Treatment on sale for $7.99. Plus, earn double O rewards points. Help your engine run smoother and last longer with Seafoam Motor Treatment on sale now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
State Farm, Kathy here.
Hey, it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset in the history of forever.
Nice, Mike.
Yeah, and some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike. Enjoy yourself.
Yes! Woo! Thank you! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Pros know there's more to a roof than shingles. That's why the Home Depot carries GAF's Lifetime Roofing System. From underlayment and leak barriers to shingles, ventilation, and more. Delivered right to your job site in job lot quantities. For complete roofing systems, get everything you need under one roof. Ours. The Lifetime Roofing System. Exclusively from GAF. And available at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Walgreens has you covered with the trusted summer essentials you need, no matter where you go this summer. Whether you're swimming in the pool, hiking in the woods, or playing at the beach, Walgreens has sun protection, bug spray, healthy snacks, and more at a great value. So before you go out there, come in here and prepare for summer care no matter where. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with card, buy one, get one free on hundreds of vitamins through August 25th. Equal or lesser value. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey sports fans, football season's here and it's time to get in on the action with MyBookie. MyBookie is the industry-leading sportsbook with real Vegas odds and incredible player props for all your favorite sporting events. Every pro and college game right on your phone. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Anywhere, anytime. Use promo code SPORTS when signing up to get your deposit matched dollar for dollar up to $1,000. Visit MyBookie now. Sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. Play for fun. Void where prohibited.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the two megastars summer mashup. The awesome iPhone on the Rockstar Metro PCS network. Get the iPhone you've always wanted for $0 so you can jam without limits.
It's a hit. Get an iPhone SE on us when you switch. Metro PCS.
Coverage not available in some areas, plus sales tax and $10 activation fee. Requires porting of number not currently active on T-Mobile network or on Metro PCS in past 90 days to an unlimited LTE plan. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Ah, there's nothing better than an early tea time. Seriously, the way I sleep and my energy is off, and it's really hard to concentrate. I'm thinking about taking up afternoon golf.
Oh, yeah, I was there, too. Turned out I had low testosterone, known as low T.
How'd you find that out?
Oh, I went to New Male Medical. They did a couple of tests. It didn't cost much. And they came back with a completely custom recommendation to solve the hormone issues I had that all men have. It's just a fact of life as we get older.
Seriously, huh? New Male Medical?
Yep, New Male Medical. They're in Skokie.
I don't mean to pry, but what did they all fix?
Oh, a whole bunch of stuff. I'm not tired anymore. I concentrate way better. I'm finally dropping some weight. I feel like I'm getting stronger, so muscle's starting to come back. Basically, I feel about 15 years younger after just a couple of visits. Oh, and my wife isn't complaining about the positive effects either.
Seriously? They fix more than ED?
Yeah. You should call New Mail at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. Or online at newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Brian Urlacher joins us.
Brian, when you look back on your career, and obviously that's what you're doing here, everybody talks about the game against Arizona, the atmosphere in the locker room afterward. I don't think I ever went into a locker room where everybody was just kind of laughing. It was just an amazing comeback. And you were so humble about it. You said basically that they stopped blocking you.
Well, I didn't feel like I was getting blocked, you know, and I missed all that after the game.
game, by the way, because I was out doing an interview with the Monday Night crew. So I got to miss all the good stuff in the locker room. I may have caught the tail end of it. It just felt like I wasn't getting hit there at the end. You know, the first half, there was always somebody on me, I feel like. And they were throwing the ball. They were changing their offense up a little bit. In the second half, they just got stagnant and started running the ball, trying to protect that lead. And then we, you know, we started doing some things on defense. It helped us.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Residential mortgage licensee.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Where's Matt at?
Well, we learned this is the first time he's been doing some regular post-game appearances of any kind. Mark Trestman was always terribly late.
Didn't he start out by hitting his first like two or three press conferences on time and like progressively later and later? Am I wrong in thinking that?
It was always really bad. And John Fox generally, while he had nothing to say, he was usually there to not say it. He would show up and say nothing because I guess it didn't really matter. He figured that he might as well get there and do it.
Well, yeah, when your game plan is to present a giant nothing burger, it's really easy to be on time for that, I suppose.
You had some thoughts and observations, and you wanted validation, criticism. I'm not quite sure what you're reaching out for.
Help, just general help, maybe a life preserver if needed. But, you know, more or less, I thought I saw a couple of things. Schematically is what I'm talking about here. We know the talent of some of the starting offensive members for the Bears, right? We understand that Jordan Howard is a hell of a running back, and we understand that since he came into the league, he's got the third most rushing yards in the league. We understand that even John Fox's offense, or maybe especially John Fox's offense, got everything they needed out of Jordan Howard. But remember, you know, going into the draft and you had Jordan Howard's Instagram get deleted of all Bears paraphernalia or something. We were asking all these square peg round hole questions. Well, how do you get Jordan Howard, who's more traditional running back, mixed into this offense? All that kind of stuff. Not based on talent, but I think based on scheme, based on some of the jet sweep smoke action stuff, based on some of the ways that motion lined up, some of the ways they ran him out of the backfield on Saturday night, some of the ways that we've seen the running back, even if it is Taequann Mizell, taking the ball out of the backfield. My concerns, and I was going to be very concerned about this, if Matt Nagy didn't have the wherewithal, the coaching know-it-all, to take clearly talented player and make the system fit him. You know, if he was going to just Mike Martz Greg Olsen and be like, well, we don't use a tight end and I don't care how good he is, I don't use this guy, the hell with it, we'll let him go. If that was going to be the end result of a player, which I didn't think it necessarily would be, but if we were headed down that path, I'd be very, very offended by that decision. But looks like my worries there are baseless and completely put aside, laid up in the old cupboard. Because that offense, they found a way to get Jordan Howard to do what he does best and find extra things that he can do too. Whether he can catch the ball yet, I don't know.
Well, that's huge. I mean, it's still going to be downhill.
But it's
going to be power stuff. It's going to be G lead. There's going to be stuff coming around in front of him to let him patiently pick the holes and get ahead of steam going, and that's fine. Isn't it more an example of what Tariq Cohen is doing? Because if he wants to be more than just a toy football player, there are responsibilities that he's going to have to embrace here. You know, and we saw it. We saw him short arm a pass, a bad angle on a pass. They want him to be a receiver and not just somebody who can catch out of the backfield, but somebody who can motion into a slot, who can bring somebody with him and identify a mismatch if they get a linebacker.
You know, and that's why schematically I'm so comfortable saying I'm cool now with the issues we might have had with Jordan Howard and still waiting to see some from Tariq Cohen. Because we don't, like we talked with Rich Campbell about at the beginning of the show, you don't have Allen Robinson playing. You don't have Taylor Gabriel playing. And if you're going to set the wide receiver's depth chart, whether that's healthy or not, whether that's A-Rob or not, or Gabriel and yes, Allen Robinson and Kevin White has to mix, I don't know that I know enough about where and what he's going to be asked to do necessarily and inside of this offense. Because it's conceivable that he runs some of the same drag routes that Trey Burton ran last night. It's maybe not the same motion and the same setup, but it's conceivable that you can hand him those same opportunities, that kind of safety blanket route sort of stuff, and trust in his speed and that shimmy that he's got to break a couple of tackles and make big plays.
I'm confident in saying this. Other teams, I am already aware enough of how this is going to work that other teams are going to have to base many of their defensive calls and game plans on where Trey Burton is and where they think he's going to be. I don't know how good he's going to be. I'm not saying that he is Travis Kelce, but as we mentioned with Rich Campbell earlier, it is clear that the foundation of what they do is going to be the multifaceted deceptiveness with how Trey Burton can be used. And that's the idea of this offense. That's not really, that's not some sort of trick.
It's not hiding that.
No, but that is going to be the, as a defensive game planner, your primary first thought is where is he?
And I think, you know, as obvious as that is, what's not yet clear is how Taylor Gabriel specifically fits into that route tree, fits into the rest of the offense. Because if he's got...
And the combination stuff?
Combination route and game-breaking type speed and that kind of take the top off kind of wheel, you've got this ability to, if the coverage is drawn to Trey underneath, right? If he's going to suck that linebacker up at like that 9-yard range or whatever, if Gabriel's just going to go... Can Mitch hit him downfield? Is he healthy enough to go in the first place? What kind of coverage is Allen Robinson going to drag to open up more of that? Because I think, you know, we saw five wideouts. I had it in the note. We saw five wideouts a ton. And whether that was a guy that eventually got motion into the backfield, like Burton
was a
couple. Well,
empty isn't the same as five wideouts.
So that's true. That's true. Because at some point, Kevin White ended up in the backfield with his hand on the ground once in Saturday's game. That was... weird to see, although I did think of you when that happened, because I was like, look, there's Kevin White, a step away from being a fullback. There it is.
It was Matt Miller, who's one of our regular football guests. It was Matt Miller who said, during that first comeback, he said he's running like a fullback.
Yeah.
And that's when I thought that Kevin White was probably done, and it does look like he's got some quick twitch back.
I saw some useful things from him. I don't know. I still don't know what kind of routes you can ask him to run, that they're comfortable asking him to run. But he slipped a couple of defenders, and if he's got a little bit of that in him and stays healthy, then he's useful. He's far from the pick they spent on him, but he's useful.
Thursdays at 10 is when Matt Miller is going to be making his regular appearances on this show. And you talk about Mike Martzing, you talk about a coach feeling that he's got to use certain pieces in certain ways. It always reminds me of my biggest takeaway from the great music documentary, It Might Get Loud.
Oh, God, that's a
It's great, which is a fantastic documentary, and it's The Edge from U2. It is Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin, and it's Jack White. And these are the three primary guys who, and they trace it back to their beginnings and their philosophies, and where The Edge has a sound in his head that he's gonna stop at nothing to get the sound out of his head through whatever means necessary. He's going to engineer through multiple computers and processors and
different guitars,
other people,
speakers,
and different guitars and feedback. He has a sound that he knows it, and it has to come out of that amp. Where Jack White is the opposite. Jack White will pick up a guitar and say, this guitar has a certain sound.
Mm-hmm.
Innately, it is my responsibility as a musician to get the sound out of the guitar that the instrument intends. Whether it's a broken Sears Roebuck $50 piece of plastic, or whether it's an acoustic guitar that had, you know, like a hole in the back of it that changed the resonance, he sort of felt a responsibility. What is this instrument's sound? And that is much more what you're saying from a coaching perspective of what is it that this person does that I can incorporate into what we do, rather than I've got this thing in my head that's got to look. That's much more than Mike Martzian idea, and that can win a Super Bowl. Where you've got this idea of,
yes,
it's got to look like this, and it may be no margin for error. You have to have the greatest at their position at the peak of their powers for it to work.
It helps.
But it can work.
I think, too, when you've got a running back and the shelf life on those guys is so potentially so small, that to waste any kind of production from Jordan Howard would be a fool's errand, especially if you're Matt Nagy. And wanting to give Mitchell Trubisky, if he does struggle with the deep ball, if he does, you know, make a couple of misreads like he did on the interception. Granted, you gotta carry that route through. You can't give up on that thing if the defender's gonna cut you. You'd like a little bit more effort to help Mitchell out once he's made that read. But if you've got the ability to give him this crutch, this extra help coming out of the backfield, why would you abandon that because it doesn't fit your scheme? And to all the credit goes to Matt Nagy if he's choosing this the way he seems to be choosing it. He's using every bit of Jordan Howard. And what I'm really surprised
and
about,
also,
too,
we don't really know because he's never been a head coach before. So for us to say his scheme, it's very possible that we're assuming he has a scheme independent of the first personnel he's ever head coached, right? I mean, he's only called plays on another team
for
a handful of games. It is certainly possible that the Matt Nagy scheme is a complete work in progress, in large part based around the skill set of these players.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, right? We ascribe Andy Reid and Doug Peterson and those offenses that they've run as the Matt Nagy offense, whereas, yes, he's worked with those coaches, and obviously those are going to be big influences. He's said as much on these airwaves that those are going to be big influences on him. But, yeah, he's got to adapt to the personnel in front of him. I guess the difference is, though, like, Mike Martz was an established guy when he came over here as an offensive coordinator. He had had those Super Bowl runs, and he was, you know, intractable, I think, in a lot of ways. So to have that kind of weight to throw around a little bit and to have that kind of ego to throw around some, that's one thing. It'd be another to be a brand new head coach and demand the same sorts of things. And I guess all I'm saying is, to Nagy's credit, he has used all the weapons available to him.
The top of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. The Wildcats have the best home schedule in the nation this fall, hosting, write these down, Michigan, Notre Dame, and more at Ryan Field. Tickets to both games are available with season tickets only. Buy now at nusports.com. You see how the credit their facility is getting from architecture critics, not just
all over the place.
Yeah, I'm not talking about football people. I'm not talking about like the regular arms race, but like Blair Kamen isn't the only one who has, you know, he doesn't care about the football aspect of it, but the Tribune's esteemed architecture critic, this is being widely praised as just a gorgeous building.
Did you watch Northwestern put out the video? It's like a drone video. You know, it's like cruising the lakeshore and like panning up and through all the glass and stuff. I looked at it, I'm like, oh, that looks like the Avengers headquarters.
Like it's, or like the Milwaukee Art Museum.
It's right? Ridiculous. Yeah. It looks like it belongs in a Marvel movie. It's preposterously cool. And you know Pat Fitzgerald is just wandering that weight room late at night thinking about all the things you can do. I mean, just my God.
No, I bet he had a special wandering room built.
What's that, Ramo? Don't go in there.
Never did no wandering after all.
Yeah, if you're that guy, if you have that building built to your specifications.
Right.
I mean, you're going to have a special room.
The distance in this pacing corridor will be 9 paces. It will be no more. It will be no less. I'd like to turn around exactly on my left foot.
I could have a rumination chamber. You could have a special worrying closet. There can be all sorts of places you go just based on which glass cage of emotion you want to be in at that point. We're looking forward to hearing from Matt Nagy. So far, let the record show. We are now at
half an hour.
now 25.
The half an hour.
26 minutes late for the very first official post-game press appearance.
And that's fine.
Oh, it's
who
fine.
The hell cares?
That means they've got important things going on. We can only assume that they're making news or they're finding out how badly Leonard Floyd is hurt. But that's the big news. That's what we're waiting on.
Yes.
Is to find out how one of their critical players is doing physically. And when he arrives, you'll hear him. You got the score.
Monday the 27th, 9 a.m. to 1. Join Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight as they broadcast live from the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigley. The guys will host Cole Hamels.
And a 1-2 from Hamels. Swung on and missed. Strike 3.
Jesse Chavez.
Swung and missed. Strike 3. Jesse Chavez.
And Brandon Kinsler from noon to 1. For the final installment of the Cubs On Deck Luncheon Series. Presented by AZEC Building Products and Xfinity. Time's running out to get these hot tickets. Get yours now at 670thescore.com.
Kathy here.
Hey, it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset in the history of forever.
Nice, Mike.
Yeah, and some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike. Enjoy yourself.
Yes! Woo! Thank you! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Oh, oh.
If your vehicle isn't stopping like it used to, head to O'Reilly Auto Parts and take advantage of the Do It Right rebate. Stop by and purchase a set of Brake Best Select brake pads and 2 Brake Best Select rotors and you'll receive a $25 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Plus, enjoy quiet, safe, worry-free braking. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ace has you covered with the trusted summer essentials you need, no matter where you go this summer. Whether you're swimming in the pool, hiking in the woods, or playing at the beach, Walgreens has sun protection, bug spray, healthy snacks, and more at a great value. So before you go out there, come in here and prepare for summer care no matter where. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with card, buy one, get one free on hundreds of vitamins through August 25th. Equal or lesser value. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's hard to feel lucky when your dishwasher breaks, or your dryer, or refrigerator. But maybe you should. Right now, the Home Depot has up to 25% off the high-quality brands you'd feel lucky to own, like GE, LG, and Samsung. So if you've got an appliance that needs replacing, this could be your lucky break. Get up to 25% off top appliances now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. While supplies last, see store for details, valid through August 22nd.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
What's that sports opinion that you were absolutely 100% convinced that it was going to go down and you felt like you had good reasoning behind your opinion, but even though someone told you that you were wrong, you were like, nah, man.